five guards. They're all under 6'1". So it's not the tallest team in the world, he said, but they work real hard, and he said it's a very disciplined group and a lot of fun to work with so far.
Well, Coach Manischak has done a great job at Marion, and he's going to get the most out of his kids every night, and he's had some really good teams come through, so they understand what they want from him, and they're going to give him everything he has.
Of course, they're being led by the coach's son, Jacob Manderscheid, a three-year starter, just under 14 points per game for the Marion Indians. This is a Marion team that's shooting very well from three-point land, over 40% so far, and they like to shoot the threes. And why not? When you got six or five guys that are all under 6'1", you better do well on the perimeter because you're probably not going to get a lot of rebounds in the game.
No, but what it does is it brings their big guys out, and they can't get out and cover a lot of times all the way out to the 19-foot range. So you have to have a good skilled shooting team if you're small, because that is going to bring the bigs out, or it's going to leave someone open, and they'll capitalize on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the matchups here. If we're going to see some zone out of Marion with Jefferson with the height advantage, probably a quickness advantage, and probably an athletic advantage a little bit. But don't count out Marion as they go for their third in a row here this afternoon. So should be very, very interesting. The Jayhawks are led in scoring by Dennis McKinney. We mentioned 15.5 points per game. Rashawn Webb right behind him, 10.7 points per game. It's a Jefferson team that's really good on the offensive boards, almost 13 offensive rebounds a game, and that leads to a lot of putback opportunities, and they've been very happy with the way they've rebounded early in the season.
Well, that it's not only height, it tells you they're aggressive. They're aggressive on every shot to the rim, so coaches like that, and when you get 26 points off of offensive rebound opportunities, any coach is going to love that.
Jefferson coming out of their locker room. Marion has been out of high school basketball this afternoon, being presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charlstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. We do appreciate it. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And we'll get to the starting lineups for you coming up here in just a little bit. This game was actually scheduled for last Saturday night, but there was this little thing last Saturday night called the Big Ten Football Championship game. So they decided to move it to the next Saturday, this afternoon, moved it up a little bit. So I think a wise move by all the athletic administrators.
Yeah, that was a great move and obviously a great game to see. It seems like that game was played a month ago, but hard to believe that was just last week. And that was good to see. A lot of programs across the state did that, or they moved their games, pushed them up to the afternoon spot.
And why not? So because they more than likely weren't going to get a lot of fans coming through the turnstiles that night. So probably a better opportunity to get more people here. And it's always interesting. You played enough Saturday afternoon, Saturday night games, non-conference. It's a different vibe for you guys. It's a different vibe for the kids. It's just a different vibe in the gym.
It is, because the hardest thing is, you know, your Tuesday, Friday, you get really good crowds. Everybody's up. It's a school night. Coaches love playing on a school night. And anytime you play on a weekend, it's just a different vibe. Your kids are a little sleepier and tired, and you don't know if what team's going to show up on a Saturday.
But we'll see what goes on here this afternoon. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups. They are presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. And thanks to Skogman Carlson for helping us out with the high school basketball broadcast right here on KGYM. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Marion Indians out of the WAMAC Conference Western Division, they come in with a record of 2-2 on the year, and they have won their last two games on Tuesday night against Independence and Coach Matt Hattie, and then last night against Adam Sanchez and the Williamsburg Raiders. For Marion, they will go with basically five guards, three guards and two forwards. At one guard, it'll be number 21, Jacob Manderscheid, 6 feet even and a senior, coach's son at 13.7 points per game and a very good three-point shooter at over 40%. Very good free throw shooter at 83% as well. Also for Marion, at a guard, it'll be number 11, Chad Zelke, 6 feet even. He is a sophomore, off to a good start to his Marion career, averaging 9 points per game. The third guard, returning starter from last year, number 10, Baylor Fish, 5'10 and a junior, also a coach's son.
I was wondering if that was Coach Fish's son, I was assuming.
Yep, Steve Fish, the head baseball coach at Marion, and Baylor averaging right at 9 points per game. The two forwards, number 22, Ryan Whalen at 6 feet even and a senior averaging 4.3 points per game. And also at a forward, number 13 is Noah Walter. He is a 6'1 senior. And Walter on the year averaging 4 a game. The head coach for the Marion Indians is Mike Manderscheid, assisted by Mark Brazzi and Kyle Von Baron. Now the starting lineup, the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. They come in at 1-3 on the year. For the Jayhawks at a forward, it'll be number 5, Valentino Green, 6'2 and a senior, all-district, all-state football player, and Green averaging 2.3 points per ball game. Also at a forward, number 33, Dennis McKinney, 6'4 and a senior, leading scorer at 15.5 points, and the leading rebounder as well for the Jayhawks. At center, number 22 is Adam Van Oort, and he is a 6'5 senior. Van Oort at 9 points per ball game. And the two guards, number 1, Royshawn Webb, 6'1 and a junior, averaging in double figures at 10.7 a game. And number 3, Grant Wiederen, he is a 5'10 senior and averaging just over a point per game. Head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks, Brandon Horman, assisted by Matt Jenkins and by Will Norton. And Matt Jenkins, of course, the former boys coach at Cedar Rapids Xavier. So, and good to see Wes Bruns on the Jefferson bench as well.
Absolutely. He loves to coach and loves to help kids, and it's good to see him. And, you know, speaking of names, you got Coach Van Oort, you know, son's playing, and I think it's the last of the line, too, for the Kramers, I believe, right?
That
I think
is
this
correct.
Is the youngest Kramer that's gone through here.
Yep, we had Kai Kramer and now Kane Kramer, so both pretty good shooters. You don't want to play horse with those two.
Or mom.
Or mom's pretty good shooter?
Mom's pretty good.
All right. It'll be Marion in their road red uniforms with the gold numbers and the gold lettering. Marion across the front and the yellow striping down the side. And for Jefferson, sharp looking brand new uniforms. The home whites with the Columbia blue letters, Columbia blue numbers. Jefferson across the front, trimmed in navy blue. As the starting lineup's being introduced, and we will get to our national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments. As the sophomore game tonight came down to the wire, won by Marion tonight, 48-47, as the Indians get the win in that one. Saturday afternoon, basketball coming your way, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM. Now we got more basketball coming up tonight, you and I in New Mexico. That will be at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3. Right now, we get ready to honor America with the playing of our national anthem here at Jefferson. National anthem here today as we get ready for Marion and the Jayhawks, and should be a very interesting contrast of styles here today.
I'll tell you, I like Jefferson's new unis. Those are sharp.
They are nice, aren't
they? Those are really sharp. A little Carolina-esque.
They are a little, they got a little Carolina to them. A little Carolina with a touch of Duke.
Yeah, that's true. A little touch of Duke in there. That's two good programs to, if you're going to combine something.
Not too bad.
No.
Not too bad. Set to go here. Again for Marion, Manderscheid, Whalen, Walter, Zelke, and Fish. And for Jefferson, it'll be Valentino Green, McKinney, Van Oort, Webb, and Wiederen. And we're set to go. It'll be Van Oort to tip it up against Walter, and Jefferson controls the tip, and right away, a layup attempt and a foul called, and a nice play off the center jump for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, Van Oort definitely had the height advantage, and you could see him talking what play they were going to run and what look they were going to get, and they executed it excellent.
Baylor Fish picks up the foul, and 3 seconds into the game, we've got free throws already. And the first one on the way and off the front iron, no good for Valentino Green. Terrific football player. Some All-State honors for him. Benzanese puts it up and missed them both, but an offensive board for the Jayhawks. As they will go to the bucket to our left, Wiedern will set it up and we'll see what Marion comes out in. It looks like a
little man-to-man right
little
now.
Little sagging man-to-man, yeah. Too. And they are really protecting that middle.
More of a matchup zone.
Skip pass, cross court, Wiedern over to Webb. Starts a drive, back it comes to Wiedern. Maybe a little, it's some sort of a junk defense here. Kick back, Van Oort, he'll try it for three. That's no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound underneath. And I think they're going to get it on Manderscheid. So we've had two shots, two offensive rebounds, and two fouls on Marion.
Unfortunately, no points for Jefferson when you get haven't capitalized on those yet.
Off the inbound, Van Oort drives baseline, cut off by the help defense and threw it away. Good interception by Ryan Whalen.
Yeah, you don't want to leave your feet when you're going baseline, and he got caught in the air and turnover.
Man-to-man for the Jefferson Jayhawks. They'll double out front. Fish drives free throw line, kicks it out right wing. Three-pointer up and through for Chad Zelke. And it's 3-0 in favor of the Indians. Marion needs to shoot well. This looks like a triangle in two, Steve.
Yeah, I think you're right, Scott.
Inside, McKinney got the roll and a nice turnaround. Just outside the right block, and the leading scorer for Jefferson with his first two, and here comes some half-court trapping pressure by the Jayhawks. Fish in trouble, and they finally throw it out of bounds off the leg of McKinney. Does Whalen, and will stay with Marion.
Jefferson's got some athleticism. They got some size, and it looks like they're going to probably see a more aggressive full court, half court style zone press.
Fish over to Manderscheid. Comes right off the ball screen set by Walter. Double team. Quickly to Fish over in the corner. Drives baseline. One hand floater. Left it short. And the rebound tipped out of bounds off McKinney and will stay with Marion. As the Indians will inbound. Up 3-2 as we're just underway here this afternoon from Jefferson. As Fish looking to get it in, still looking, and his inbounds pass is deflected and stolen by Grant Wiedern. And then up court it goes through the hands of Webb, but saved it underneath the McKinney, layup good, count it a foul.
Boy, Jefferson lucked out there. They had a possible turnover, ball came right back to Jefferson.
Some strength difference here early on.
Yes.
As to the free throw line will be McKinney. And can't get the three-point play. And it's 4-3 Jayhawks. Back out in front by one. Zelke to Fish into the front court. Manderscheid drives around McKinney. Pop-up three-pointer. Got the roll off the front iron out front.
Jefferson, tried to come out on that on a screen and double-team it. And then somebody left the ball. And he can't leave the ball. And he gets a good shot.
Especially against the coach's son. Who likes to shoot. And we got a travel on Rashawn Webb. Jefferson turns it over for the second time. Jayhawks are going to attack the basket.
Yeah, they've done that with each possession so far, and you're going to see a lot of that, I believe.
1-2-2, three-quarter court, trapping pressure for the Jayhawks. Manderscheid, back it comes over to Noel Walter. They'll trap him along the sideline. Manderscheid up front in the center circle, powering his way through the double team. Gets it back over now to Whalen in the high post. Over to Fish. Left wing three. In and out, no good. Rebound back tapped, and Marion gets an offensive board. Nicely done by the Indians. Zelke gets it inside. Plays catch with Walter. Far side off the skip pass. Fish on the drive. Double pump leaner. No. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And they're going to get McKinney with the push.
Marion did a good job moving the ball around the perimeter. And, when you shoot threes all the time, you're going to get a better chance to get some offensive rebounds. But Marion did a nice job moving the ball.
6-4 lead for the Indians. Still inbound in front court. Going to the bucket to our right against Jefferson man-to-man. Fish guarded by Wiedering. Now double team. Picks up the dribble. Finds the open man, Walter. Yep, took an extra step. Tried to turn, spin, and set himself up for the three.
He wanted to get his feet set, but unfortunately he took a little hop in between.
And it'll be Jefferson down two, bringing it across the timeline in the front court. Triangle and two, and looks like they're guarding man-to-man. It's Van Oort and also
McKinney. Looks like Green, maybe.
Inside, off the glass. Van Oort through traffic and lays it in.
A 1-2-2 half-court pressure by Jefferson.
6-6 game. Up court it comes to Baylor Fish. Spins and gets it over now to Zelke. Nice move along the baseline. Tried to bounce it down on the left block and tied up. McKinney tying up the Marion player. And the arrow will keep it with the Indians. And coming in for Marion will be Clayton Mowinkle, 5'8 junior. We'll see his brother Chris coming up a little bit later on. Clayton wears number 31 for the Indians. And he'll get the inbounds pass. Marion's got a lot of bearded guys out there.
I didn't see any when I grew up.
No,
we weren't
I didn't.
That mature.
Mowinkle, standing right hand dribble, harassed out front by Kane Kramer, just checked in for the Jayhawks. Getting loose along the baseline, flip pass cross court. Fish off the fake, takes it inside and was tied up. Tell you what, they're letting them play here early on.
They are. They're letting them bump. They're letting them put a little hands on right now, and everybody's just got to adjust. That's what you do.
And that would favor Jefferson.
It definitely would favor Jefferson. But that's what, Marion, I'm sure Coach Manner said, that's why they play these games. He wants to see a more physical game and get his kids, ready for tournament play down the stretch.
Mitch Weiss, 6'4 junior, comes in, and then we mentioned we'll see Chris Mowinkle, and he is in. He is a 5'10 sophomore. So we got Chris and Clayton Mowinkle in there. Kane Kramer also in for Jefferson off the bench. Sixth man, 6'3 and a junior. Here's a three, no good by Wiedering up front. And we've got a foul on Jefferson. Going for the rebound. I think they're going to get Kramer. That'll be the second team foul on the Jayhawks, first on Kane Kramer. Tied at six, just over the halfway mark of the first quarter. Mowinkle out front, drives right of the lane, angles it back out to the corner and gets it to younger brother, Chris. Inside, posting up. Double team, Clayton Mowinkle, bounce inside to Weiss. Goes cross court to Mannerscheid, open three, too strong. Tries to chase the rebound, couldn't get it. Two on one, break the other way. Webb all the way down, layup no, and a blocking foul called underneath on Marion. On Clayton Mowinkle. Boy, the Jayhawks get down court, don't they?
They do. Yep, they push the ball and they go right towards the bucket.
Couple free throws coming up for the left-hander, and the first one's off the right side, no good. Sean Webb will get one more.
And Jefferson's missed a few free throws early.
And that's been a bugaboo this year for the Jayhawks. Right around 60%. They missed two more here. And we got another rebounding foul on Jefferson. And that will be the second on McKinney. As now James Brown Jr. will come in for the Jayhawks. 6 foot senior. Wears number 15. Now, Jayhawks will keep that 1-2-2 pressure. Mowinkle in the backcourt, pass deflected, but gets it up ahead to Chris. No look pass to the corner, open three, right corner, no good that time by Walter. Rebounded by Webb, he'll take it coast to coast. Turns down the shot, gets it over to Kramer. Back out top to Wiedering. Good job by Marion to get back. Skip pass to the corner to Kramer for three, ring it up. For Kane great. Kramer.
That was a great skip pass, too. Nice skip pass over across the lane to Kramer.
9-6, Jayhawks up by three, their second lead of the game. Walter gets it across the timeline. Pass deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Mandershine. Stutter dribble, no-look pass over to Clayton Mowinkle. His three no good. Offensive board for Marion. Turnaround shot blocked, but a foul called. Underneath on the Jayhawks. And that's going to be the second on Kane Kramer as well.
Yeah, that's, come in off the bench and get two early fouls, but I like his aggressiveness, and that's he's trying to make a play.
Free throw, a couple of them coming up for Noah Walter. Misses the first, and Marion, on the other hand, is a very good free throw shooting team at 75%. As Ryan Whalen will get set to come in to the lineup for Walter, who makes the second free throw. Trey McCauley comes into the Jefferson lineup, 6-foot senior, replacing Wiederen. McKinney will go out as well, as he's got two fouls, and Van Ork comes in. So Webb in there along with Green. Van Ork over to Brown, coming off the screen up top. McCauley plays catch with Brown, drives right in the lane, stops, puts up the floater and got it.
Boy, nice move. Nice move by Brown. Took a right to lane pull-up jump shot. Strong move, led with the shoulder.
11-7 lead for Jefferson. Again, that trapping half-court pressure. Whalen gets it out of there to Manderscheid. Now Webb picks him up. They're trapping on the first pass across the timeline and then backing into the man-to-man.
Marion's done a pretty good job breaking it so far, and they haven't really heard a shot from it, so it hasn't really hurt them too bad at all yet.
Mowinkle left of the circle, drives baseline, in all the way, cut off by Brown. Back up top to Manderscheid, drives on Webb. His leaner was partially blocked by Valentino Green. And here comes Jefferson the other way. Van Ort up ahead to Webb. They play catch with it outside the arc. Van Ort puts it on the floor, cross-court pass now to Brown. Over to McCauley, down about the three, drives in, one-hand teardrop, won't go, and Weiss with a nice rebound from Marion.
Yeah, very good, strong rebound.
Well, he's Marion's height.
Yeah, and he's got size, too, to go with it, so.
At 6'4", ball tipped out of bounds, and will stay with Marion, and so bring in the starting backcourt of Fish and Zelke. As coming out, the Mowinkle brothers for Marion. 11-7 lead for Jefferson. As Marion will inbound right in front of the Jayhawk student section. Fish back into the game, guarded by McCauley. They clear out the top of the key for Whalen, can't do anything with it. Drops it in the corner, far side to Fish, circles right with it. Picks up the dribble, goes cross court, ball stolen away by Brown all the way up, and gets the finger roll layup.
Great anticipation by Brown, kind of baited him to make that pass and stepped right in the lane.
13-7 in favor of the Jayhawks. Into the lane, high dribble Zelke, brought it down, gets over to the left baseline, driving in Whalen, his pass to the corner deflected, picked back up by Manderscheid. He'll take it in all the way and scores off the glass for two.
Boy, that was a nice move by Manderscheid. Took it right at him and wasn't scared.
Look at Webb the other way, quickly coast to coast and fouled. And Zelke will pick up the foul. Tell you, he is quick, Royshawn Webb.
It's like two dribbles and he was already there. You don't see that very often.
Free throw is good. And that's first make for Jefferson. They're 1 out of 6 from the free throw line.
Oh yeah, that's been a difference in getting a bigger run on them.
Zachariah Zabo in, 6'4 senior for the Jayhawks. As Valentino Green will step out. Webb's second free throw, front iron falls.
Or even the ones that go in don't go in that easy.
Jayhawks 15, Marion 9. Under a minute to play here in the game's first quarter, down to 24 seconds, and we'll see if Marion goes for the last shot. Mowinkle on the drive, jump pass over to Manderscheid, open 17-footer, too strong, but Marion the offensive board. Chased down by Whalen. Bounce on the right block to Weiss. Spin move, goes off the glass, can't get it to go, and the rebound to Jefferson. 6 seconds, here comes Webb, quickly, all the way. Whoa. In and scores.
Wow, tough shot.
And that is it for the first quarter of play. And after one, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 17 and the Marion Indians 9. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and come back with the second quarter. Right after this, you're listening to high school basketball here on KGYM Sports.
Do you know why everything has a red tag at the Marion Used Car Superstore? The hottest year-end savings in all of Eastern Iowa are here. The Red Tag Sale on over 1,700 vehicles on the ground. Payments from $99 a month. Buy with zero down. Special Red Tag financing as low as 1.9 and credit approval guaranteed. Once a year, it's here. The Red Tag Sale at the Marion Used Car Superstore. The lowest price is clearly marked on over 1,700 vehicles. General Manager Marcus Ramirez and his tag team did it themselves. Red tags on everything at the Marion Used Car Superstore. Just across from Thomas Park, you can see the savings. Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Toyotas, and more year-end trades arriving every day. Everyone saves. Credit approval guaranteed at the Marion Used Car Superstore on over 1,700 red-tagged vehicles. Buying used? Don't miss the red tag sale at the Marion Used Car Superstore across from Thomas Park. Log on McGrathAuto.com, click Red Tag Specials.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids Jefferson on this Saturday afternoon. Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozer as we are getting ready for the second quarter. And Jefferson showing their athleticism. They lead it after one, 17-9. You're listening to high school basketball this afternoon here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. Marion Ball to start the second quarter. Manderscheid will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Rashawn Webb. In there along with Clayton Mowinkle. Also into the game for Marion is Baylor Fish as the cross-court pass nearly intercepted. Manderscheid over to Clayton Mowinkle. Nice spin move. High floater good on the high arc. Nice basket there by Clayton Mowinkle. And it's 17-11. Here's Van Oort left of the circle. Three left it short, but Jefferson the offensive board. They go into the corner. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with the Jayhawks.
Yeah, Marion's not going to win this game on the perimeter. There's too much pressure by Jefferson, so they're going to have to attack the basket more like Mowinkle did on that last possession.
Set the lineups for you. Webb on the dribble drive, in all the way. Can't finish, though, with the left hand. Rebound loose in the lane, and Clayton Mowinkle's got it and calls a timeout. Called a 30-second timeout to save the possession. And it will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Marion Indians. And with 7:16 to play here in the first half, it's Jefferson up 17-11. Did you like taking those 30-second timeouts to early in the game to keep those possessions?
No. I like hanging on to them probably. Hanged on. My brother-in-law said I probably retired with 1,000 timeouts left over. But I just like having them at the end. If it's a close game or those possessions really count in that last fourth quarter, I like to hang on to them. But the kid made a smart move. I mean, if you're in trouble, call a timeout. So.
Marion basketball, Walter, Manderscheid, Clayton Mowinkle, Fish, and Whalen in there. Jefferson, this time a little different. Three-quarter court, 1-2-2. Fish goes cross court, bullet pass caught by Mowinkle. Standing dribble in the center circle, gets it to Manderscheid. Couple jab steps, now comes left with it. Goes cross court, Fish. He'll drive in all the way, takes it in and then scores
nice.
Off the glass.
Yep, great move. And again, you know, Marion's, I think, realizing they're not going to win on the perimeter because Jefferson's got just too much athleticism out there, so they're going to have to keep attacking.
Wienerin in there, Zabo, Van Oort, Brown, and Webb. The five for Brandon Horman. Second year coach for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Dump pass inside. Nice catch in traffic by Van Oort. Can't get the layup to go, though, but Jefferson another board. Webb drives, kick out. Zabo, three-pointer. That's short. And the rebound. We're going to have a rebounding foul on Jefferson on Zachariah Zabo.
Yeah, Ryan Whalen did a good job boxing out the shooter and drew a foul.
James Brown Jr. out. Zabo out. And coming back in for Jefferson will be Valentino Green. And also coming in will be Curtis Shaw. He's a 5'4 junior. Saw a 5'5 player last night and a 5'4 player this afternoon.
I tell you, the press is starting to wear on Marion a little bit. It's causing them to think. And they, like you said, Scott, they're extending it now to three-quarter. So they're putting up a little more pressure.
And caused the Marion turnover. 4-point Jayhawk lead with the ball, 17-13. Just over six to play here in the first half. Webb up top. Bounces the left free throw line. Green, good pass over to Shaw in the corner. Back it comes to Van Oort. Drives, dish out top. Top of the key, three by Webb, no good. But another offensive rebound to Wiener, and he'll turn, fire up the three, and buries it from the right way. Nobody was going to pick him up, so he said, hey, I'll put it up.
Yeah, it's a good shot on his part. And pressure again.
And they come up with a steal. Turnover number six on Marion. 7-point lead for Jefferson, and that is their biggest. Van Oort drives right of the lane, in all the way. Offensive foul on Van Oort.
Yeah, that's kind of a player control situation where he kind of lost control driving to the hoop.
First on Van Oort, and team foul number six on the Jayhawks.
I like how well Van Oort moves. He moves very well. They get him on a guard. They got him on a forward. Of course, they're all guarding forwards for Marion, but very athletic.
Here's the pass across the timeline, and Marion will set it up. Mannerscheid out front to Fish. Picked up by Wiedern, puts it on the floor, drives into the lane, and his floater with the right hand, good. He got the roll from about 5 feet out. Four for Baylor Fish, 20-15. Marion hanging in there. Here's Shaw, left open for three, and he got the roll on the left wing.
Wasn't scared to come out and get a first shot attempt up there.
Curtis Shaw with his first points of the year.
Oh, well, there you go, and a three.
To boot, 23-15. Ball tipped out of bounds off that double-teaming pressure defense. It'll stay with Marion.
You know, it tells you how athletic they are. Jefferson's in a 1-2-2-3 quarter, but they still fall back to man. And a lot of times when you play three quarter, you'll go back to a 2-3. But Jefferson goes back to man, and they can do it. They're a very athletic team.
That is hard to do.
It is very hard to do, and they've done it well.
If you got a team that can do that, you're in business. Here's Whalen, open jumper left side, too strong. Couple Jayhawks fight for it, and Valentino Green gets the rebound. Outlet to Shaw, doesn't have the numbers, and he'll bring it back out. Cross-court pass, Wiener, not the clear out. He'll drive baseline and gets the floater with the left hand. Biggest lead for Jefferson, up to 10 at 25-15. Jacob Mannerscheid in the front court for Marin. That time Jefferson did not show that trapping half-court pressure. Pass over to Mannerscheid, drives baseline, in all the way, swatted from behind by Valentino Green, and Curtis Shaw comes up with it. Lead pass ahead, Green caught it in traffic, but then lost it off his head out of bounds, and it will go to Marion.
Yeah, he didn't like that call. Good tip by Marion, it did go off his head. Marion needs a bucket here, because right now the Jefferson's got the momentum right now.
Jayhawks with 10-point lead at 25-15. Hasn't really been a big run. They just kind of methodically have pulled it away.
Could have been a big run if they made their free throws early.
Beautiful backdoor cut, but Baylor Fish can't get the layup to go, and the rebound on the floor. Valentino Green saves it to Wiedern. Up ahead to Van Oort. Stutter dribble. Drives in on Weiss. Cut off by the double team. Goes cross court. On the drive, Webb inside, left hand layup, good, counting a foul.
That's his second athletic layup there. You didn't think he had a chance to put it in, and he made both. Nice athletic drive.
And Weiss will pick up his first personal. And again, Webb with a chance at the three-point play. James Brown back in for the Jayhawks. And Rashawn Webb to the line for Jefferson. And got the free throw. Man, there are so many good point guards in the MVC this year.
Jeff's got a couple right here already.
28-15, Jefferson by 13. Ball tipped out of bounds off the overplay by Van Oort. I like the hustle by Jefferson.
Yeah, they've been aggressive. They backed off the pressure right now. The last three possessions, they fall back to man, so I wonder if they'll change it up again. But, the aggressiveness has been amazing.
Chris Mowinkle in, replacing Baylor Fish. 3:12 to play first half, 28-15. In favor of Jefferson. We'll look at a couple of scores coming up at halftime for you. Mannerscheid on the drive, gets around Webb, hangs in the air, and got the roll off the glass with the right hand.
Good take by Mannerscheid. Good finish.
There's Webb, speaking of takes, and he'll go to the line again as he was fouled on the drive. And right now, Marion has nobody that can stop Rashawn Webb.
No, they can't. They're transition defense, too, right now. They got to get back on defense. You're not going to stop them with three back there. You got to get all five back hustling.
Webb on the line, 1-1. Can't get it. Weiss one hands the rebound. If Jefferson was hitting free throws, this thing would be about an 18-point lead as Brown comes up with a steal, but steps on the baseline. And Brandon Horman shaking his head, yep, you did.
Yep, but I tell you what, coach's got to be pleased right now with how his team's playing with Jefferson because they are definitely the aggressor.
It'll be Flughop to inbound into the game for the first time. Matthew Flughop, 6-foot senior for Marion.
I was hoping you would know how to pronounce that.
Well, that's a good,
I sure didn't.
That's a good Northern Linn County name. That's your North Linn Central City area. Drives in, gets underneath the Manderscheid, fakes, got his man in the air and drew the foul, and he'll go to the line for two. And that time the foul on Valentino Green. And that will put Jacob Manderscheid on the line for a couple of free throws. First one on the way and right through. That's eight now for Manderscheid as Whalen back in and Fish back in to the Indian lineup. And one more free throw coming up for Manderscheid. Benzanese puts it up and got it. Trey McCauley checked in for Jefferson during that last dead ball. 28-19 in favor of the Jayhawks. Brown, couple jab steps off the clear out, drives in baseline, too strong in the layup, and over the back on Jefferson on the rebound.
Yeah, Van Aert, I think they're calling on Van Aert, yep, a little over the back. That's his second, I believe, and you got a 220 left. I don't know if you, what coach wants to leave him in. Sometimes kids got to learn to play with two fouls in the first half.
McKinney has two, Van Aert has two, and Kane Kramer has two. And the 1-1 coming up for Marion. Flughop on the line and swishes it right through. Zabo will come back into the Jayhawk lineup. Where's number 23? Lead down to 8 after Jefferson had it up to 13. Second free throw is short and one-handed by Webb, and here he comes on the move. Webb, little stop-and-go dribble, and had his shot blocked, though, out of bounds. Good health defense by Baylor Fish.
Yep, nice block by number 10, 5'10", Baylor Fish. And Webb did a nice job again getting to the rim.
28-20, 2:14 to play. Off the inbound to McCauley. Now Jefferson will set it back up. Man-to-man for Marion. Yep. Flughop on Zabo over to the left side. McCauley will try it for three. That's no good. And a good block out by Ryan Whalen of Marion. Don't have to be big to rebound.
Nope. You just got to want to rebound. There's a big difference.
And put a body on somebody legally. Flughop off the cross-court pass. Bounce top of the key now to Whalen. Turns in the high post. Looks to go back door. Pass intercepted. Webb comes away with it. Lead pass. Right wing. Layup. Good. Counting a foul for Valentino Green. Foul on Chris Mowinkle is his second personal.
I like the teamwork Jefferson's showing too. When they make a steal, they're looking up the floor and finding the open person. And right, turnovers is hurting Marion right now too. Way too many turnovers.
Got 8. Free throw up and way off. No good by Valentino Green. 30-20, Jefferson, minute 35 to play. Chris Mowinkle shovels it back to Baylor Fish between the circles. Man-to-man still for the Jayhawks. Whalen picked up by Valentino Green, over to Fish. Comes right, now yo-yo it back out. Starts a drive, takes it right free throw line. Kick now to the corner. Driving in, Chris Mowinkle off the glass too strong. And here comes James Brown Jr. the other way. Bullet pass down low and nobody home, and it goes out of bounds. There was a little heat on that one.
Yeah, there was, and he had a couple guys open, one down below in the wing, and he took the harder of the three.
Closest to the basket, though.
Yeah, almost went through Marion to get to him.
Back to that three-quarter court pressure. has bothered Marion a little bit. Blue hop, drops it right of the lane to Mowinkle, and he took an extra step.
Yeah, I tell you, it's good to see. I think Jefferson's smart by putting some pressure back on there again because they're kind of playing a little stagnant right now.
Under a minute to play here in the first half. McCauley dumps it left block. Green gets a double team. Back it comes to Szabo. We'll see what Brandon Horman wants to do here for Jefferson, if he wants to go for one or just a good look, as they say. Szabo up top to Valentino Green. McCauley starts a drive. Down to 30 seconds to play. Webb fumbled it, gets to Brown. Good pass underneath. Fake shot up good by McCauley off the pump fake.
Yeah, good pass underneath and good job by McCauley.
Lead back to a dozen, 32-20. Trap along the far sideline. Reach foul going to be called on Jefferson. Brown tried to wrestle it away from Mowinkle. Final 1-1 coming up for Marion, and it'll be Clayton Mowinkle on the line to shoot it.
Jefferson needs more light bulbs in their scoreboard. It's got a lot of bulbs missing. Hard to tell who's got what foul.
Free throw good. Well, you can volunteer those light bulbs.
Yeah, and those can't cost too much, I hope.
They got it down there, too.
Yeah.
On both boards.
Oh, that's cleaner. Yeah.
Second one, Mowinkle right through. Hit a couple, he's got four. 32-22.
Sorry, Scott, but Jefferson just cannot get on a run of like four or five and go past that because Marion takes to the hoop, draws some fouls.
Down to 3 seconds. Here's Green on the drive. He had it knocked away from behind, out of bounds with 0.8. They're going to say it was off of Green. And Marion.
I like this. Match up with them full court. Don't give them anything easy where they're going to get an easy shot off.
But don't foul.
Yes.
Up ahead to Fish, and he'll just throw it up court. Misses everything, and that's it for the first half. Halftime from the Jefferson Gym, and our score at the break, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 32, and the Marion Indians 22. And Steve and I will come back. We'll talk halftime with you from the Jefferson Gym right after this one-minute break as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Alongside Steve Dozier, Scott Unash here for the Jefferson Gym. Kyle Mann, our in-studio engineer and producer this afternoon, as we are at halftime, and the Jefferson Jayhawks lead at 32-22 over the Marion Indians. I'm impressed by Jefferson. A lot of improvement from year one to year two for Coach Horman. A very athletic team.
Yeah, I saw Jefferson play last year, and it is there's a ton of improvement. Just watching them play last year a couple times to where they're at today. More athleticism. You're just seeing a more mature team than what I saw last year out of Jefferson.
And Marion's hanging in there. Like you said, Jefferson just can't get that run to put him over the top to kind of put away this game.
No, Jeff will make a 4-0 run, 5-0 maybe at the most, but that's it. I haven't seen an 8-0, 9-0, 10-0 run yet, and free throws hurt Jefferson early too.
Take a look at the halftime scoring in this one. First of all, for the Jefferson Jayhawks at halftime, they are being led by Rashawn Webb with 7 for the 6-1 junior, 2 field goals and 3 free throws for 7. Then 5 points, very balanced scoring for Jefferson. Grant Wienerin with two field goals, including a three for 5 points. Dennis McKinney, league scorer, over 15 a game. He's got four in the first half. He got two early fouls, had to sit down. James Brown Jr. off the bench with a good first half. He's got 4 points. 3 points for Curtis Shaw on a three-pointer. Kane Kramer came in, hit a three, but got two quick fouls. He's got 3 points. And then two apiece for Valentino Green, Adam Van Ort, and Trey McCauley for the Jayhawk, total of 32. So Jefferson's had nine players score in the first half of play. For Marion, being led by Jacob Manderscheid in the first half, 9 points on three field goals, including a three to go along with a couple of free throws. Clayton Mowinkle off the bench with four. Baylor Fish has two field goals and four. Chase Zelke has 3 points. And then a free throw apiece for Noah Walter and Matthew Flughop for the Marion, total of 22. Turnovers, Marion with nine in the first half. Jefferson I've got with six turnovers. And the three-pointers, made three-pointers. Jefferson with three, Marion with two in the first half. And could be a much bigger margin. Jefferson 30% right now from the free throw line, a 3 out of 10. And Marion at 75%, right at their season average, as they are 6 out of 8 in the first half of play from the free throw line. And I'll throw it to you for a look at first half rebounding.
Well, a lot of rebounding going on first quarter, but not much second quarter. Right now it's Jefferson with 14 rebounds to Marion's 9. 9 defensive, 5 offensive for Jefferson. And then Marion on the other end has 5 defensive rebounds and 4 offensive rebounds. So, I had 4 rebounds total second quarter, and that was all Jefferson. And that's kind of how the quarter went as well for them.
See if we can try to find some scores here from games earlier on today, as not a lot of action going on around the Mississippi Valley Conference or the WAMAC here today, but I do know that Linmar was up at Minneapolis today. They were taking on Tartan. And Tartan defeated Linmar this afternoon 72-64. As Tartan, one of the top teams in the state of Minnesota. So the MVC is 0 for 2 versus the state of Minnesota so far this year. Jordan Bohannon at 26 points and 6 rebounds in that loss in that game. Also, earlier on today, West Des Moines Valley broke open a tight game and wound up putting a pretty good beating on Waterloo East, 76-45. That one was up at the Fred J. Miller Gymnasium up at Waterloo. Valley's got a good team this year, very good team, with a marble in there, I know, and others. So a couple scores that we can throw your way here on this Saturday afternoon. You always loved Saturday afternoon games, didn't you?
You know, I liked the earlier times. I did like the, if you started back in, a few years back, your second game started at 5 p.m. And now you're seeing more schools play a 1 and a 2:30 game or a 3 and a 4:30 game. So they're pushing it up even more, I think, maybe give the kids or a parent a night off on a Saturday night, which is nice to have. So you're seeing, back in the day, it was always 5 o'clock was the varsity start. And that now you're not seeing 5 o'clock as much anymore on a Saturday. More to pushed up early afternoon.
Which I think I like, too. I will agree with you on that. I would second that motion. I think it's good for the kids not to get back on a Saturday night at 10 or 11. Get back at a much, much better time and enjoy some of the weekend.
Well, and I think you said today on your morning show is that Kennedy had to turn around and head to Ames.
Yeah, they went to Ames
today.
Yeah,
and that's, both teams, boys and girls, are going up there. I'd love to see teams do that when they go up there and go play Des Moines schools, and I'd hate to see those games go by the wayside if that's may come to fruition. I'm not sure.
See if we can find you a score on that game. Kennedy beat Ames 49-38, and Moline beat Wash this afternoon 53-42. Wash had a tussle with Linmar last night. Went right down to the wire, 6-point game over at the Linmar gym.
Yeah, that looked like a great game. That would have been an entertaining game, and we have one coming up, I believe. Is it Wash versus Kennedy?
That is right.
Yeah, that'll be a fun game as well, because both teams like to run.
That'll be Tuesday night. And that will be the doubleheader. You'll join me for the front half. Phil will join me for the second half over at Washington. And looking forward to it. Kennedy girls playing good basketball right now.
They're playing very good basketball right now, and a balanced team as well. You're seeing a lot of different kids shoot the ball.
Yep, and they got a win over Pleasant Valley last Saturday. Got three wins this week for the Cougars, so they are on a bit of a roll right now. We saw them against City High last Friday night in what was a terrific game. And yes, Wash dropped two games, but it had to be tough after all the energy they expended last night in that game over at Linmar to come up within six of the Lions and then have to turn around and play a good Moline team out of the Quad Cities coming up today. Had to be tough.
Yeah, and I think they've done that a while. Coach Howell has played Moline. I think that's been the last 4 or 5 years they've had that. So, again, he doesn't shy away from finding good competition as well. And it's not hard to find it in your conference. So
that's the old Valley.
Yeah.
The old Mississippi Valley Conference. Moline was a member of the MVC.
Really? No, I did not know
there
that.
There is your history lesson.
Yeah, there is history
for
lesson
today,
there.
Mr. Dozier. Then the boys game, we got to see Kennedy last night, and very athletic team. Very athletic team. It's going to be fun when Kennedy and Jeff boys get out on the court. There's going to be some athletes out there. And Wash got some athletes as well. So that's going to be coming up on Tuesday night, a doubleheader. We'll start things off at 5:45 on 107.5 FM with the girls game. And then 1600 will join up for the boys game at about 7:30 between Wash and Kennedy. And then 106.3 FM, a doubleheader as well on Tuesday night. It'll be Cascade at West Branch to take on the Bears. And that will be coming up on 106.3 FM. We're going to get to the second half of our game here this afternoon. And at halftime, it is Jefferson on top of Marion in this boys non-conference Metro game, 32-22. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with the second half right after this here on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Getting ready for the second half. Marion will send out their starting five. Mandershine, Whalen, Walter, Zelke, and Fish. And for the Jefferson Jayhawks, we'll see who they come out with. Valentino Green, Grant Wiederen, Adam Van Oort, along with Dennis McKinney and Rashawn Webb. So both teams, their starting five. And see if Jefferson can stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, that's going to be, that could be an issue. And they need to hit some free throws.
Underway, second half, Jayhawk basketball as they go to the bucket to our right. Webb to the corner. Here's Van Oort for three. That's short. And we got a rebounding foul. They're going to get it on Royshawn Webb. That'll be his first of the half. See if Jefferson sticks with that half-court trap, and looks like they will. Jayhawks 1-3 on the year, Marion 2-2. Mandershine, a bounce pass left sideline. Fish trapped, looking for some help. Gets it over to Whalen. He's trapped and threw it away. Wiederen, lead pass Green, 2-on-1 break, and then Fish fouls Green.
That's probably a good foul, Scott, because it came down on a 2-on-1 break. And, Fish did probably the right thing, was stopped an automatic layup.
Helped him up nicely. Good sportsmanship there. As Jefferson, the inbound, still 32-22, same score we had here at the halftime break. Green, bullet pass, Van Oort drives baseline, leaves it in the lane for McKinney, stops, pops, no good, short, heart of the lane on the eight-footer, and a rebound to Baylor Fish. As Marion gets it, lead pass ahead, Zelke left wide open for three, way short from the right wing, and rebounded by Dennis McKinney. So both teams a little cold here at the outset of the second half.
Yeah, the shots have just fallen short. Everything's flat right now.
McKinney off the two-man game, hands it back to Webb. Pull up 15-footer, no good. McKinney tips it, tries to keep it alive, and tipped it out of bounds. And are they going to keep it with Jefferson? Looks like they will. Must have hit off the hip of one of the Indians. Inbound, they set up the old picket fence, but Van Oort couldn't get off the three. Plays catch with Webb, circles right with a stutter dribble out around the three-point line. His pass to the corner, tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Noah Walter. It'll stay with the Jayhawks. Marion's got a little defensive intensity.
I do. I've seen a different start here for Marion. They're picking up the pressure and they're coming out in it right now, looks like.
And they started in that triangle in two, and that didn't go real well as the backdoor pass and a layup for Wiederin is good.
You can't coach athleticism.
No, you can't.
Or height.
34-22. Marion's doing a much better job of breaking that pressure, though. Fish holds it near sideline right in front of the Marion bench, the hash mark. Cross court, Manderscheid now. Up top of the key to Fish. Fakes, puts it on the floor, goes back,
nice
door,
pass.
And a layup good.
Great pass and feed by Fish.
To Noah Walter, who's got the bucket. Here's Webb, pull up leaner, too strong, and Walter with a rebound. Walter with his first bucket, he's got 3 points, and across the timeline into front court for Manderscheid. Fish using the ball screen, tries to pick and roll play, and threw it out of bounds.
Van Oort did a nice job. They jumped out on the screen to double team, then recovered.
Here comes Kane Kramer, who only got about 2 minutes in that first half.
He's typically a starter, so a little different look for them tonight. And he's one, if you're going to bring somebody off the bench, he's the one you want.
He'll put it on the floor, starts to go baseline, cut off by Baylor Fish. High pass caught by Wiederin out front between the rings. Jayhawks work the perimeter with 5:20 to play here in the third. Up 10, 34-24. Green inside. Power move off the turnaround. No good. Put back no good by McKinney. And rebounded by Zelke of Marion. That time Jefferson had a couple of good looks and just couldn't put it down. Manderscheid guarded by Wiederin. Cross court pass to Fish. Leaves it for Zelke in the corner. Circles left with it. Almost threw it to us, but Manderscheid with the nice catch. We were open.
Yeah, I can't afford a new pair of glasses right now.
And Green fouls Fish, a little bump. Second on Valentino. Team foul number two. Marion can cut this to single digits with a bucket.
Yeah, this is a big possession. This will be a little momentum for Marion if they can score on this possession.
Fish penetrates, goes cross court. Manderscheid open three, short. And the one-hand board to Kane Kramer. Walks it up himself for Jefferson as they overload and work the triangle right. Cross court pass to Wiederin. Drives left, takes a free throw line to Van Oort. Drives,
and
had a strip.
Fish.
Stripped and stolen, 3-on-2 break. Fish all the way down,
count
and
it.
Layup good, count it a foul.
Well, that was a good steal by Fish, and he made a great decision. Came down 2-on-1 and drew the foul and has a chance to, for 3-point play. And again, you're gonna see, the score is 26-34 right now. And momentum is kind of like switched. Jefferson's a little more flat-footed right now.
Webb back in for Wiederin. Clayton Mowinkle in for Marion along with Mitch Weiss. And the Indians can cut this to 7. Fish free throw right through. And that's 7. 3 in the quarter, 7 in the game for Baylor Fish. Indians are hanging around.
They are.
34-27 Van Oort. Quick 3, no good, right of the key. And Marion with a rebound. Baylor Fish up court to Mowinkle. They leave him open, drives baseline. Floater is an air ball, comes up short. Rebound and the throwaway by Jefferson. Here goes Fish down the baseline, in all the way, and was fouled.
Good ball movement there to get the ball to Fish on the baseline and take advantage of his quickness.
That's the third on Kane Kramer. And Fish to the line for two free throws. It's up and good.
I think you got to leave Kramer in, just get him in a flow right now.
.356 to play in the third. Second free throw up and good. 34-29 as we go over the halfway mark, and we're going to get a Jayhawk timeout. 30-second timeout for Brandon Horman. Just not the same intensity this half from Jefferson as we saw in the first half.
No, what we saw from Jefferson first half, we're seeing from Marion this half. And plus, Marion's getting to the free throw, and they're attacking. Marion tried to live by the three-pointer to start the game, and Jefferson wouldn't allow that. Now you're seeing Marion push the ball up quicker and attacking the rim, what Jefferson was doing.
7-2 run to start the second half by the Indians. Hey, Mike Mandershy just does a great job with this program year in and year out.
He does. That was a good hire by Coach Lauby, and he's just a classy guy too, and he always wants what's best for the kids and try to do the right thing.
Doesn't always have the greatest talent in the WOMAC, but they're always right there.
They are.
And they just work really hard. McKinney drops it inside. Green double team to the block. Back to Kramer. Two-man game. Down low. Pass tipped away by Whalen. Picked up by Green. Starts to go baseline. Leaves it for McKinney. Drives left to the lane. And the foul and the buckets. As Whalen tried to draw the charge. And they're going to get the chance of the three-point play for McKinney.
Yeah, Whalen definitely not happy with that call. And I don't think Coach Mandershite is. But, from my angle, Scott, I thought he got the charge, but my angle's not the same as the official's angle.
Free throw no good, and an offensive foul they're going to get on Valentino Green.
Yeah, pushed him in the back.
That's a third on Green, and already that's five team fouls on Jefferson. As Zelke will come in for Fish. 36-29 in favor of the Jayhawks. But Green will stay in there with three fouls, and Kai Kramer, or Kane, I knew I'd say Kai one, will stay in there with three fouls.
There's Cole, too, I believe, Cole Kramer.
Don't start.
I better stop the name.
Tip away, stolen, two on one. Good bounce pass to Kramer, layup good, counting a foul.
Boy, Jefferson needed that more than anything right now.
Good finish by Kramer, and the foul's going to be on Clayton Mowinkle, his second. And Kane Kramer now with five, looking for six. On the way, no good, and the rebound comes out to Kane Kramer. He'll take it to the corner, he'll stop, shoot the three, and got the friendly roll.
Boy, nice job by Kramer. Missed a free throw, but stayed with it. And, I know coaches was saying they want to see him rebound, be more aggressive on the rim, and that's what he's doing.
That was a personal five-point play. You don't see that
very
often.
Those are hard to come by.
Mowinkle behind the back
might
with the dribble.
Might get a five-second call
yep,
here,
there
too.
There it is,
there you
five-second call. And that will give it over to Jefferson again. Jayhawks will inbound. Webb, Green, Van Ork, McKinney, and Kramer in there right now for head coach Brandon Horman. Left free throw line, McKinney drive, kick out to Webb. He'll go baseline, nice give and go back, and the layup good by McKinney, counting a foul.
Great give and go, great finish.
Mowinkle picks up the foul, and another opportunity to three-point play the old-fashioned way for Jefferson.
Boy, what a turnaround right now for Jefferson to get the momentum back, and a lot of that had to do with Kramer.
9-0 run, make it 10-0 run. Biggest lead for Jefferson at 44-29. Five in the quarter, nine in the game for Dennis McKinney. And he's one of those burst scorers. Weiss, right block, out top to Fish. Stop and go move, drives right base, right side of the lane, and scores off the glass. 44-31, 2:12 remaining third quarter. Jefferson with the lead in the basketball. Kramer quick pass to Webb. They leave him alone outside the arc, and McKinney traveled with it.
Yeah, Marion's playing man-to-man, but they're sinking. They're playing back to take away the drive, and that's Jefferson struggling a little bit in the half-court set getting to the rim.
James Brown back in for the Jayhawks. And we've got 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Mandershine, stutter dribble, picked up by Webb, harassing him. Cross court, Zelke, nice crossover move, drive and a kick. Here's Mandershine going baseline, fakes, goes up with a shot, and got caught between the basket and the backboard. And the arrow will give it to Marin. Good move, just got too far underneath the bucket.
Yeah, too far under and caused the ball to kind of jam into the rim. Still good move.
Inbound, back door, and the layup good that time by Noel Walter.
Great out-of-bounds play there. Get a back door or backside easy layup.
Got to be patient on that. Here's McKinney up top, left free throw line to Kramer. Coming off the screen, hoists the three, and that's off the left side. No, rebounded by Jacob Mandershide of Marion. 44-33, Jefferson by 11. They've led by as many as 15 on a 10-0 run just a moment ago. Into the corner, Mandershide open three. Back heel, no. Deep kicker comes out to Kane Kramer. Bounce right of the lane. Plays catch with it. Now goes cross court to Webb. Marion really sinking in and sagging in on the lane. Here's the floater, no good by Kramer. Rebound underneath, though, to Jefferson. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Jayhawks. Wiederin back in for Jefferson for Webb, and for Marion Flughoff back in along with Chris Mowinkle and Zachariah Zabo in for Jefferson. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Jayhawk basketball with that 11-point lead. McKinney, right of the lane, on the hand back to Wiederin. Stutter dribble, goes right baseline, into the lane. Zabo off the glass, curls in and out, no good. Got his own rebound, back up for two. Zabo stuck with it.
Yeah, it was a good offensive rebound. That's their fourth this half.
46-33, and lead back up to 13. 30 seconds to play. Mowinkle circles into the lane, almost threw it away. Nice catch by Zelke. A sophomore guarded out there by Kramer. Couple of youngsters going at it. Flughoff, kick out to the corner. Three-pointer, Zelke good.
Well, Zelke's got a nice-looking touch shot with great touch on his shot.
Zelke, a good three-point shooter, right at about 50%.
No, by the looking at his shot, I can see why.
Lead at 10, 3 seconds to play. Kramer lost the dribble, picks it up, back out top. McKinney hoists up the three at the horn, no good, right of the key. And that's it for the third quarter. Through three, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 46, Marion, 36. And we'll come back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute break. And you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
Do you know why everything has a red tag at the Marion Used Car Superstore? The hottest year-end savings in all of Eastern Iowa are here. The Red Tag Sale on over 1,700 vehicles on the ground. Payments from $99 a month. Buy with zero down. Special Red Tag financing as low as 1.9 and credit approval guaranteed. Once a year, it's here. The Red Tag Sale at the Marion Used Car Superstore. The lowest price is clearly marked on over 1,700 vehicles. General Manager Marcus Ramirez and his tag team did it themselves. Red tags on everything at the Marion Used Car Superstore. Just across from Thomas Park, you can see the savings. Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Toyotas, and more year-end trades arriving every day. Everyone saves. Credit approval guaranteed at the Marion Used Car Superstore on over 1,700 red-tagged vehicles. Buying used? Don't miss the red tag sale at the Marion Used Car Superstore across from Thomas Park. Log on McGrathAuto.com. Click Red Tag Specials.
Welcome back to Jefferson as we start the fourth quarter. 46-36, 10-point Jayhawk lead. As the Jayhawks will have it on the arrow to start the fourth quarter. They attack the bucket to our right. Trey McCauley into the game, goes cross court, Dump pass right, free throw line. Now to the baseline. Van Ork drives. Nice give and go, but the layup no good by McKinney. Got his own rebound and puts it back up and in.
Nice give and go, and good job staying with his shot and getting a put back.
McKinney in double figures now with 11. Fish circles in the lane, takes it in all the way, and before the shot, drew the foul. And they're going to get Wienerin on the push. Sixth team foul, and it'll be on the floor, so next time it'll be free throws for Marion. Indians inbound. And up top to Zelke, bounce down low. Left block, Walter posting up, two-man game, gets it to Fish. Goes cross-court to Mandershine. On the drive, got double-teamed, lost it for a moment, loose in the lane, and we're going to have a tied ball, and it will stay with Marion.
Boy, Grant Wiederin did a great job, good hands, and that's what you like to see out of your guards out of the top when the ball goes inside or somebody's driving, get your hands on that ball.
And Valentino Green back in for the Jayhawks. Marion throws it out front deep, and Zelke will get it. Zelke in there, Walter, Mandershine, Baylor, Fish, and Whalen. Starting five for Mike Mandershine and the Indians. Down by a dozen as we have 7 minutes remaining in the game. Fish drives, Zelke, quick pass to Mandershine in the corner. Couldn't get the three off. Boy, good D by Jefferson. Good man-to-man. And McCauley almost came up with a steal, and he got it. He hit it off the leg of Zelke.
McCauley had good hands in there and ended up going off the leg, but I like what Jefferson's doing. Marion cannot, in a half-court set, get to the rim right now, and that's going to be troubling for them with 6.5 minutes left.
48-36. Jefferson has led pretty much all the way. Drive, Van Ork, offensive foul. That'll be his third, and player control foul, so no free throws. Seventh foul. And Jefferson with Webb back defensively. Van Ork, McKinney, McCauley, and Tino Green. Fish goes behind the back with the dribble against Green. Bounce down low to Whalen. Cross court pass. Mandershine open three. No. And a weak side rebounding foul on Marion. Going to get Whalen. Crew's been consistent on that call tonight.
Yeah, they have. They've been consistent pretty much. And I always wonder what it's like when you coach your son, too. I mean, he does a good job. He doesn't yell. That's got to be hard when your own kid's playing. But Mandershine's a nice player.
Marion with a little pressure, and they caused the turnover. McKinney had to throw it over his head to make the save. 10th turnover on Jefferson.
Marion needs to capitalize on this turnover here.
Mandershine into the corner, looks inside, instead up top to Zelke. They reverse it over to Baylor Fish. Lob pass inside, Walter, spin move, left hand turnaround, way short, and saved in by Valentino Green. Here come the Jayhawks. Webb, nice crossover, starts a drive, cut off by Fish, looking for some help, and we're going to get a Jefferson timeout.
Full.
Timeout here for the Jayhawks with 5:40 to play. And we'll keep it here as well. We'll talk with the Victoria's coach coming up after the ball game here this afternoon. I guess we can say this evening now.
Yeah, sun's down.
So we're getting closer to 6 o'clock.
I tell you, what a beautiful day today. I saw a lot of people running outside today. Good weather to run. And
you didn't see me, unfortunately.
No, me neither. I went out and worked out, but not outside. And no, good day to get some honeydews done, and good weather for that.
Tuesday night, more basketball coming your way. Doubleheader action, 5:45. As we will have Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Cedar Rapids Washington for you. At 5:45, we'll start off at 107.5 and join up on 1600 AM for the boys contest at about 7:30. And then 106.3 FM. At 5:45, you will have Cascade and West Branch. Cascade made it to the state tournament, both boys and girls, last year.
Yeah, Skonza, the coach over at Cascade, has done a tremendous job with those kids year in and year out. And we've taken our little fourth grade team that's played, and when my daughter was young, those teams are good, those young teams. So he's got them playing early.
And Al Marshall is the legend up there on the boys' side.
And who's the baseball coach legend? There's a big legend at Cascade.
Well, he was. And yeah. Then he's,
now he's at Wallard or something?
Right.
Yeah.
Moved on to Wallard. That'll come up. I'll get that in about 10 minutes after we're off the air. Jefferson basketball. See what they run off the timeout. They set something up for Van Orn. Angles left. Lays it for Webb. Working the perimeter. Back to Van Orn. Takes a free throw line.
I like what Jefferson's doing here. Coach wants him to get more passes in and work the ball around the perimeter and take some time off.
McKinney sets the screen for Webb. Couldn't do anything with it. Cross court to Trey McCauley. Zelke coming out on him, the young sophomore. Back it goes baseline. Van Ork starts the drive, cut off by the double team. Good patience here. Green puts it on the floor. Goes crossover. Cut off by Whalen. Out top, Van Ork. Free throw line jumper, good, and that was beautiful.
It was. They passed nine times on that possession, and that was a great job by Jefferson. Got a good look and took some time off the clock.
50-36, 14-point lead. They've led by as many as 15. Game was tied once at 6. Marion led early, 6-4. Other than that, it's been a Jefferson lead. Weiss up top. Zelke takes the left free throw line, goes cross court, pass stolen by Van Ort. Collects it, drives in, trying to dunk it, and didn't get it done, and Green gets the putback.
No, you could tell that was in his mind, just couldn't get his feet set to get a good dunk in.
Yeah, he had no problem getting up there.
No.
Here's a deep three, in and out, no good by Baylor Fish. Putback by Weiss, good, counting the foul.
That was Marion's first offensive rebound this half, and that's a chance for three-point play.
First points for Mitch Weiss, and Valentino Green will pick up his fourth personal, and he's the first Jayhawk with four. Free throw coming up for Weiss and rattles it home.
I wouldn't be surprised. You're going to see some full court pressure here by Marion.
Here it comes.
Yep, here it comes. A little 1-2-2, three quarter.
52-39, 13-point lead for the Jayhawks. Wiedern cut off, gets it over to Webb. Crossover dribble and takes it into the front court. Boy, you're quick as that. You just go through. Nice dump inside, and McKinney scores off the assist from Van Ork. 13 for Dennis McKinney. 54-39. Clayton Mowinkle pass, dumped it down low, stolen by Green. Lead pass, Wiedern, 2-on-2, and he was fouled on a reach.
A lot of these turnovers both teams are making is when they leave their feet. And as a, you know, that's always a cardinal rule that you never want to make a pass leaving your feet because you're really out of options.
Fourth on Clayton Mowinkle. And the fifth team foul only on Marion. 3:40 to play here. As Jefferson looks to inbound, and they will. Webb, a bounce to McKinney, holds it outside. Weiss playing off of him. Good dump pass inside to Van Ort, and he was fouled on the help defense by, I think, Ryan Whalen. Still the sixth foul on Marion, so no free throws. Well, they got seven up there on the board, and they are right. So Van Ort will go to the line for the one and maybe. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again this afternoon. As Van Ork curls the free throw in for his fifth point.
I believe his older brother went to Grinnell to play Van Ork. So that's a higher level of learning there.
It's a very interesting level of basketball.
Yes.
Got the second. If you've never seen it, I highly recommend it.
I have not seen it, and I've always wanted to just be entertained and see how that looks.
It's different. 56-39, and this is the biggest lead of the afternoon and evening for Jefferson as they took the 10-point lead and they have extended it. Now Van Ort fouls Fish as he dribbles through traffic. And that'll be the fourth on Van Ort. And Fish to the free throw line. Final 1-1 this afternoon and this evening for Marion. Free throw up and good. Hey, talking with the coaches, talked with two more of them today, this morning, Steve, and they all like the fact they get a stand now. Said it's a better rapport with the officials because you're not having a flyby
Right, where you get a quick yell at them. But, you know, from what I've seen so far, Scott, they've been teaching. You know, coaches tonight, they're teaching, and I think this has been it's a great rule change for kids.
Timeout taken by Marin, 3:11 to play, and the Indians down by 15 at 56-41. I would agree with that. And you can talk to the officials now without you, I don't want to say being raising your voice or anything like that, but in order to get the attention when you were sitting down, you really had to raise your voice, didn't you?
Yeah, and it's just a lot of times you just want clarification so you can maybe coach your kids saying, hey, they're telling you you're got your hands on them, that's why, so get your hands off. So now you have a chance to ask when things are called what they saw so you can hopefully correct that with your kids. But I've been seeing a lot of teaching done by the coaches, and that's what the standing is supposed to be about, and I've seen a lot of that, and I've seen a lot of it tonight on both benches here.
Officials tonight, Jeff Hartle, Mark Heitkamp, and Ken Welter, and they've done a good job here in the game. Three 11 to play, 56-41. Are they waving at you, Steve, those guys across the way, or are they waving at us?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I tell you what, I've been seeing some good sophomore games this year, Scott, boys and girls, which is nice to see.
Absolutely. Marion with the pressure off the timeout. They're going to trap out of it, aggressive trap. Wiedern dribbles out of it, got caught in the air and got it to Rashawn Webb, and he gets it across the timeline. Wiedern, center circle, and Jefferson will not be in a hurry here.
No.
Marion's going to have to go out and attack as the ball tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Jefferson. Good hustle there by Mowinkle. Fifteen-point lead. Looking, they get it into Webb. Webb, Van Ort, Wiedern, Green, and Dennis McKinney in there. Off the clear out, Van Ort drives baseline. Good help defense there by Welter. By Walter, I beg your pardon. Wiedern to Van Ort. He'll drive it all the way. Goes cross lane to Green, and he was fouled by Noah Walter. Stopped easy too, though.
Yeah, I think he fouled him on his head, shoulder, and stomach. That was a good make sure he didn't get the bucket. You know, I like what Coach Mandershy did. One of his kids thought he had a foul, and he's yelling at him to get up and play, which is good coaching on that part. Don't look for anything and get up and go guard somebody.
Green free throw, no good. And the woes continue for Jefferson. And Green is 0 for 4. Has one more. On the way, banked it. They all count. 57-41, 2:25 to play. And Marion needing quick points here. Zelke, bounce pass cross court, Fish. Goes over to Mandershy, takes it into the lane, hangs, puts it off the glass, no, tipped around, and Van Ort gets it. Mandershy all over him in the backcourt, double team, lost it, and went right to Wiedern. Webb up ahead to Van Ort. Jump pass back to Wiedern as we're under 2 minutes to play in the game. And with the 16-point cushion, not sure how much Marion's going to want to go out and foul.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's been a good game, and if you're fouling right now, Scott, it turns a good game into a lopsided score if Jefferson makes their free throws.
Just work on your pressure.
Absolutely.
Half-court defense.
Yep.
Wiedern dribbles out of the trap. McKinney over to Webb. Boy, they had Van Ort underneath for a moment.
Yeah, and Webb could have hit an open three as well, and
Fish going for the steal did foul for Sean Webb. Third on Baylor Fish, team foul number 9. And with a minute 20 to play, it'll be 1-1.
Yeah, I think.
And Webb can't get it to go.
The coach just wants to get it. If they're going to get a steal, it's going to be off traps and steals, no fouls. And I like that.
Fish fakes the three, drives in, pull up, high-arching 12-footer, no. Mandershy high to get the rebound, and lost it. And Green with a nice over-the-shoulder save.
Marion's looking a little tired right now, and they're working hard.
Jefferson going to get their second win of the year, and That doubles up how many they had last year when they won one game.
They're going to win some games this year, Scott. There's no doubt about it. They're going to have you're going to see a lot more growth from this team.
They are going to win some games. 40 seconds to play. 5-second count on Webb and gets rid of it to Green. 33 seconds, Grant Wiederen out front, ball handling. A little shake and fake move and got it away from Zelke. And they're probably just going to dribble it out here. Jefferson will go to 2 and 3. Marion will fall to 2 and 3. And each team will get ready for a conference play coming up on Tuesday night. Now the 8 seconds to play, and Jefferson just salts away the last minute plus here.
No, I liked how both teams did it at the end there.
There's your buzzer. And the final score, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 57 and the Marion Indians 41. And we will take a final 1 minute break, come back and add the post game for you from Jefferson right after this. You're listening to Boys Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
The best gift ideas come from I Will Book. I Will Book has a large selection of bargain DVDs starting at $6.98, brand new and not previewed. Documentaries from the History Channel, boxed sets of TCM classics, foreign films, and Hollywood hits, as well as kids' films and indie movies. I Will Book also offers a postal substation and free gift wrap. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Back with you here from the Jefferson Gymnasium, Scott Unash along with Steve Dozier, as the Jefferson boys win it tonight over the Marion Indians 57-41. Second win of the year for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. It was a nice performance. Very athletic Jayhawk team. Good defensively. Just did a lot of good things this afternoon and this evening.
They did a lot of good things, and I like their team ball. I didn't see a lot of these kids could take over and get to the rim, but I didn't see that. They only did it when the moment was there, and they would drive, dump, drive, kick out, and very good team. And I like that in that last 4 minute stretch, they did a nice job of moving the ball around and didn't force anything. And I'll give Marion credit, though. They got nice team guard perimeter, and that hurt them tonight just by the physicality and the athleticism of Jeff. But sure liked how Marion worked and got after Jefferson.
I tell you what, there are a lot of good parts to both of these teams, really. For Marion, this is only going to help Marion this game.
For sure,
And that's why they put it on the schedule, to play a 4A team that are going to bang them and they're going to bump them, they're going to play physical, and it's going to help them.
Yeah, and I like that. Sometimes some fouls, they'd look back at Coach Manderscheid, he's like, this is what we want, play. Play through it. This is what makes you better, and I think that this bodes well for him, and it gives Jefferson a nice solid win to carry them on as they start back into conference play.
Yep, and Jefferson will get back into it on Tuesday, and Marion will get back to it on Tuesday night as well. Let's take a look at the final scoring here. For the Jefferson Jayhawks, pretty balanced scoring. One in double figures. Dennis McKinney leading the way with 13 points. 9 of those in the second half, and ended up with a total of 6 field goals and a free throw. After that, Kane Kramer came off the bench, hit a couple threes, had a 2, and ended up with 8 points. 7 points apiece for Grant Wiederen and Rashawn Webb. 6 points for Adam Van Oort. Valentino Green had 5 points. 4 points for James Brown Jr., 3 points for Curtis Shaw, and Trey McCallery and Zachariah Zabo with 2 apiece for the Jayhawks and their total of 57. For the Marion Indians, they were led by Baylor Fish in double figures. He ended up with 13 points, 4 field goals, and a perfect 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Jacob Manderscheid with 9 points. All those came in the first half. Jefferson did a nice job on Manderscheid in half number 2 with Rashawn Webb. 6 points for Chase Zelke, both on three-pointers. Noah Walter chipped in with five. Clayton Mowinkle with four. Mitch Weiss with three. And Matthew Flughop with 1 point for Marion. And their total of 41. Turnovers, the official turnover story, 16 for Marion, and Aya Jefferson with 10 turnovers. Been scoring, big advantage for Jefferson, 19-8 in the ball game. And we'll get you the shooting, etc., coming up after you give the rebounding here.
Well, I had Jefferson tonight had 20 defensive rebounds to and 11 offensive rebounds. Marion had 15 defensive rebounds and only 5 offensive rebounds. So 31-20 on the boards, and you know, Jefferson was just active on both ends of the floor. And I think coach is going to be pleased with some of those statistics tonight.
Yeah, and it was just Jefferson. I like this team. Webb does a good job running the show. He is very quick on that first step.
Boy, he made some really, really acrobatic free throw or layups tonight. And, you know, one thing they'll have to clean up, they're going to have to clean up, you know, the free throw line. You're not going to – wins are going to be tough to come by in close games if you don't knock down some free throws. And that's because they do a good job getting the rim, so they need to capitalize on the success of getting to the rim and with making free throws.
Yeah, 7 of 18 is not going to cut it in a close game.
No, not especially in this league and, well, any game. I mean, unless the game gets out of hand kind of like this one did towards the end. But, yeah, you don't want to see that stat, and hopefully that doesn't continue on for them.
And 7 of 18 for Jefferson from the free throw line, 12 out of 14 for Marion. So they shot the free throws very well this afternoon. Three-pointers virtually even. Jefferson had 4 three-pointers, and Marion with 3 three-point goals in the ball game for this afternoon. And Jefferson gets the win. And going to try to hopefully get a word with Brandon Horman coming up here in just a couple of moments or two as he's celebrating the win.
Let me go get him?
they're supposed to come out.
Okay. Okay.
If it's not in 3 or 4 minutes, I'll let you. I'll let you go get him.
Okay.
How's that?
I know which door it is.
Oh, and a good win. And Jefferson, the bottom line, much improved from last year. And I think everybody here in the Jayhawk basketball program pretty happy about that.
Yeah, and like I said, I saw him last year play, and just night and day. It's not the same team I saw last year. And they're fun to watch, too. I love their defensive pressure, and I love their offensive intensity as well. It seemed to match up.
See, we found Brandon. If I untangle the mic cord here, we can get a word with him after the win by his Jayhawks this afternoon, 57-41. And congratulations. You've doubled last year's total already, right?
We have. But we still got a lot of work to do yet as we head into the rest of the season here. But it's a process, and each day we just look to step forward, and today we took another step forward.
Like your athleticism. And, boy, Rashawn Webb out front really runs the show. Looked like he was in control a lot of the times, and I know that's what you want to see.
He was. He responded well from last night's game down at City High. They kind of got after him. He got called for a couple quick charging fouls last night and kind of took him out of what he can do as far as getting to the basket. And he responded well tonight like I figured he would. And he looked a lot more poised out there than he has at times this season. We were in the same situation opening night up at Clinton. We were up 12 points in the fourth quarter, and they started pressing us. We started pressing our shots, turning the ball over, and called timeout with about 5.5 minutes to go and talked to them, okay, boys, we wanted to get back in this spot, and here we are. Now we'll see how we handle this and what we've learned from that first opening night loss up at Clinton, and they handled it well.
Yeah, should be happy with the way you took care of it down the stretch.
Yeah, very pleased, very pleased. It's never easy for especially high school boys to be out there trying to not necessarily run all the clock off, but just put ourselves in the best situation to finish off that game with 2 minutes to go, kind of just keeping it down to a two-possession game as far as we just handled the ball and kept the ball in the guys' hands that we needed to. So very, very pleased, very proud of their efforts with that today.
Did a good job. Your bench was good. 19 points, you got off the bench. Kane got some early foul trouble, but then tell you, James Brown Jr. really picked you up. He came in and he was a spark plug.
He's got some great athleticism, and this is his first year being out on here with us at the varsity this year, and we're happy to have him. And we can get some great production out of our bench. Every day in practice is a battle, and these guys, they work hard to earn these opportunities. And our coaching staff, we have great confidence in them being able to step up come game time. And we have five guys that start, but as you've seen, we have over 10 guys that played quality minutes for us on any given night, and they all stepped up in a variety of ways.
I liked that they're not selfish. I mean, they distributed the ball well, and I thought they were really smart in both ways. In the last 4.5 minutes, your kids were 9, 10, 11, 12 passes, and I thought Marion, I give a credit to them, they didn't try to foul the last 2 minutes. They just worked on their defense, and I thought that was good. But I thought your kids really distributed the ball. The only thing that, you know, that I could see is just those darn free throws. Those are ones you'd like to see a different stat on that one. But other than that, I thought the kids, I had them up 31-20 in rebounding, Jefferson. So that's tells you your kids are aggressive on both ends.
We've struggled on the rebounding so far this season, and that was a big point of emphasis coming back after a tough loss last night at City High. And they responded that way. I challenged them today to get to the line at least 20 times. I don't know if we got there or not.
18.
We got 18, but the second part of that challenge was to go 75%. So we're close on one, but we got a lot of work to do in the other areas. But they'll improve.
Good win as you get ready for Tuesday night, though, and get ready to go back into the conference.
Yep, we're back up at Waterloo West on Tuesday night. They've got a real strong team. Again, they're always athletic and very physical. And we had a close game with them early on last season, and we ended up losing about, I think, 67-59. Had opportunities early on, and we just couldn't finish out the game down the fourth quarter. But I think our guys are they'll be ready to go again Tuesday night here.
Well, good win this afternoon, and enjoy it a little while, and as you get ready for the Wahawks.
We'll do, and we'll be back to work on Monday, and I appreciate you guys and all your coverage and everything you do. So thank you, and have a good rest of the season too.
You too.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Brandon Horman, head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks, as they win it this afternoon and this evening, 57-41. Key point of this game, Steve, was in the third quarter, Marion had it to 5. And then Jefferson went on a run right after that. Marion got it down to 34-29 on a 7-2 run. And then Jefferson came back and scored after that. The next 8, and that was the ball game.
That 9-0 run was key, and we didn't see that first half because the free throws couldn't capitalize on it, and we never saw that 9-0 run, but you knew it was there. You knew the 9-0 run was there. 10-0 run could be there, and a lot of that had to do, too, when Kramer came in and got it some 5 back. Quick points there, kind of got that going. So, that was just overall a good night for Jefferson.
So they get the win tonight, 57-41 here on their home court, not conference Metro basketball, as they went over the Marion Indians here this evening. And we will be back with you coming up on Tuesday night. Looking forward to that one. It'll be a doubleheader, our first one of the year, girl-boy basketball doubleheader. And it will be in the Metro. The Kennedy Cougars and the Washington Warriors will go at it. And Steve will join me for the girls' game at 5:45 on 107.5 FM. And then 1600 and 107.5 will have the boys' game at 7:30, as it will be Phil Dunn and I on the call. That one is Kennedy and Wash will go at it. 106.3 FM, Brent Balbinot will have your game at 5:45. Also a girl-boy doubleheader, Cascade taking on West Branch from the West Branch gym. That's going to wrap things up. Steve, thanks for pinch hitting today.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it, and don't get a chance to see too many boys' games, and it was great. It was fun seeing it. It's going to be a fun Metro year.
Indeed, and thanks to Chris. Thanks to Aaron here at Jefferson. Thanks to Kyle Mann back in the studio. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and thanks to everybody for tuning in here this evening to the broadcast. Final score of this one here from Jefferson. The Jayhawks win it over the Marion Indians by a score of 57-41. For Steve Dozier, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it, and good night from Jefferson.
Fortunate about what happened this year is that, and look, the last Saturday night, which I guess was just a week ago, it seems like forever ago, but when Derrick Henry, you know, had the